Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoon show on WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritzy over there. They call him Jackie Baseball. Mm-hmm. And they do that because he likes baseball.
Really?
Almost every day we do the Jackie Baseball report.
Some say stick to baseball.
Some do.
That's when you know you get them, though.
Yes.
That's how you know you're spitting.
Yep. Spitting. Let's do the Jackie Baseball report.
It's time for the Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So we got some news actually here from Rob Thompson. So Chris Sanchez is starting tonight.
Yeah.
He's obviously kind of struggled his last two starts.
Yeah.
It's funny, ever since he started throwing a little bit harder, he's lost his command a little bit, changeups lost the arm slot. I'm sure he could break that down another time. But Spencer Turnbull officially pitching in relief of Chris Sanchez tonight.
Really?
So I think this is what they're talking about. They want to piggyback him. And a reason why I do like this is that it does keep Turnbull stretched out. So, like, if Taiwan struggles, if Chris Sanchez struggles, he's not pigeonholed into being, like, a one-inning guy to where it'll be harder for him to stretch back out to being a five-inning pitcher.
And, by the way, it gives them a reason to look at Sanchez and say, all right, you just finished the fourth inning. You don't have it today. We have a guy who can go three or four innings in relief of you that we feel good about.
Yeah, and this is what they did a lot last year with him, too. And they helped kind of manage his innings that way. The only part that's interesting about Chris Sanchez is that the third time through is actually when he's at his best, traditionally, so that they get him out when he's kind of figuring it out. So Turnbull is expected to pitch three innings tonight. They found his new role. He will not be in the rotation. But they're kind of keeping him stretched out just in case. It's almost like a hedge in a way.
He'll be...
Yeah, how you feel about that?
I've come to grips with it. It's hard for me to understand a guy that has a 1-6 getting taken out of the rotation. But they're also paying Taiwan Walker $54 million for the next 3 years.
You know what? I understand why they're doing it. But they're paying Taiwan Walker $54 million whether he starts or he doesn't. That money's...
lit on fire regardless?
Or spent, you know.
Well, yeah, but if you were to end paying it, you want some return on your investment.
Yeah.
I think it's as much about showing that he has value than anything else. I hope.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Especially, like, they are 25-11. You know, it's not like he's costing them games.
Yeah, he isn't costing them games. Yeah.
No, yeah. And when you just look at his stats, that's the other thing is, who knows how much teams are actually watching the players when they trade for him. To be quite honest with you, when you look at his stats, he's got a bunch of strikeouts. He's pitching six innings every
time. By the way, they're 23-10 in his starts as a Philly.
I don't care.
What? That matters.
All they do is win when he's out there. Now, it counts for Schwarber when we bring up the record. It does not count for Taiwan.
See, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, Spike. And I'm not telling you Taiwan Walker's a great pitcher. What I am saying is, though, if he's not costing you games, I guess what's being held against him is that he's not pitching to the level of what his contract says he should be pitching. It's like, is that the thing that gets everybody?
For me, it's vibes. He's just a bad vibes guy. A bad vibes guy, and eye test. I feel like people are smacking him around the. But yeah,
how do they win most of his games?
Yeah, I don't know.
They have to work that day. They know they have to. On Wheeler days, they don't always have to work. They got to work on Taiwan days.
Right. But does it not say something that they don't find it to be deflating when he's on the mound? They don't assume it's an automatic loss.
Sure.
When you say they have to work that day, they must feel the need to go out and support him and want to do it.
Sure.
Not like they just take the day off.
No, and I think
they hate him.
I think it would hurt Rob Thompson's status in the locker room too. Like if they sat Taiwan. Like he's a guy that is a loyal manager. He's loyal sometimes to a fault. People sometimes believe that.
Sure, and maybe
this ain't Topper, and you know this ain't Topper.
I would agree. Yeah, it's probably not Topper.
This is not Topper.
Yeah. By the way, not to ruin the image of Taiwan Walker for a lot of people, but I noticed this his last start.
What?
He walks like Doc Rivers. Like, I've never seen a guy that's 31 years old.
Now I got to watch this the next time.
Dude,
he
walks so tight.
Jack said it to me the other day, and I said, I immediately, when I saw him walk off the mound, I said, he does walk like Doc Rivers.
Like a 60-year-old NBA player.
Yeah.
It's not a great sign.
Like, he's got two bad hips.
Yeah. We got 3 more years of this guy.
For now.
Maybe you do.
For now.
Yeah. What else?
A lot of talk. And they've been starting to ask, this question after games. Are the Phillies peaking too early?
Oh, my goodness. This might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, for a town who we literally go ballistic when they get off the slow starts, and we hate to be told, be patient, you know, it's early in the season. Fans don't want to hear that. Now we're peaking too early because we're good?
We don't handle being good
very
well.
What are we talking about?
Normally, I'd be scared of it, but when I watch them, I don't feel like they're even in a groove, especially offensively. So if they were hitting the crap out of the ball for the first 2 months of the year, I actually might be nervous that they're peaking too early. But they're not really. Boehm is and Trey Turner is, but overall, they're not. I think the only thing that makes me a little nervous is the starting pitching has been so good, I don't want them to convince themselves. I think they need one more bat in the back half of the lineup. And I just don't want them to convince themselves they don't need it at the deadline. I think they need one more bat. So that's the only thing that worries me, is that they're winning too much. Was that what team?
Winning too much.
Yeah, well, there was a Phillies team that sort of reminded me of that. Was it the Hunter Pence team?
Yeah.
Well, the 11
2011, team. Yeah. They won 102.
They ran away and hid, and then they couldn't get it.
Which they're not going to do this year.
Yeah.
Because the Braves still are.
Yes.
They couldn't get it up for the Cardinals series.
You did that on purpose.
I did it on purpose. Because I could see it in Mike's eyes.
Yeah.
I could see. But the thing is, we haven't experienced this in 10 years.
Yeah.
And there's this fear of getting it all out in the regular season and then not being able to restart. It's out there.
I know it's out there, and I hate it. I swear I do. I swear I hate it. Baseball is far too long of a season for you not to enjoy it. This is a time where you should be enjoying this baseball team. What would you rather they be losing these games? What do you want them to be 18 and 17 right now? You'd be happier there saying, oh, yeah, don't worry. When August comes around here, we'll pick up the pace. We'll run away then. We'll be a good team. No, I like where they are right now, and I'm tired of looking on social media because it's almost like we have to find something to be concerned with. This is why I went ballistic last year during the Eagle season, because when they were 5-0, 6-0, everybody's nitpicking everything. And I don't want to hear that, yeah, I turned out to be right. So what? You turned out to be right. What am I supposed to do? Not enjoy the season because I'm worried about the ending of the season? It's too – we wait far too long and too – we if this wasn't a city that haggled over every offseason acquisition, we want offseason moves, free agent moves. What's the purpose of wanting all that when all we need to do is worry about what happens the last third of the season? Don't worry about what happens early in the season. Who cares?
Remember, it was Jack telling you to relax. He didn't even care about the regular season.
I know.
Guy over here.
I know. And now he does it with the Phillies. Because I understand him. This is a defense mechanism
for
him.
Yeah. No, I feel like Jason Peters, dude.
Yeah. like, what does that mean?
Well, I got to protect him. You know, because I could sense the expectations.
He doesn't want people's expectations to get too high.
Mm-mm. When you said Jason Peters, I thought you meant you didn't practice, which also would have.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell he meant when he said that.
Or take more money to go to a different position.
Yeah.
No, this baseball team is good. and they're rolling. I don't see how this – now, injuries can always happen, and that can deter you or have your season turn on you in a flash. But as a fan, I just – if I'm going to watch baseball every day like we watch this baseball team – mm-hmm.
You want them to win.
I want them to win.
Yeah, I know.
I want them to win.
I like how they responded to the Trey injury too. When Carson went down in 17, we all know we all we need. It's not the same thing because Trey's not done for the year. But they did this with Bryce when Bryce went out and he broke his hand a couple years ago. They had they were 10 games over 500 with him out. So I like how they're talking after the Turner injury. How they played.
I totally agree with you. And what you're getting, and I think it was JT yesterday who said it. They are having fun. You think they enjoyed the last 2 years the way the season started off? 2 years ago, it got the manager fired. They hated him. That led to a World Series. Last year, high expectations. They get off to a slow start. World Baseball Classic, everything. It wasn't enjoyable. We got Trey. We got to do standing ovations for him. They're enjoying coming to the ballpark and playing every day and having a team that does not give up. They're winning. It makes for fun baseball. It means to me you're in every game. You're in every game. Now, of course, I don't want them to do what the Braves and the Mets have done the last 2 years.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of course not. If you're telling me that's the automatic result, is that we're going to lose in the first round, then yeah, I tell you, yeah, let's not peak too soon. But that isn't the automatic result.
No. You can be a good team in the regular season and also win in the playoffs. Yes. It's certainly possible.
I just felt like I needed to get that off my chest. I just see, first of all, him with his nervous Nelly and scaredness in there. He likes to put that out over the air.
And because people, again, they think that I portray, all positive,
terrified.
Every day. I wake up waiting for this guy.
He doesn't want them to blow this whole thing here.
Not at all, dude. That would not be good for the brand, Spike.
They've won 6 in a row. Did you run 6 miles?
So I didn't. I didn't. But I promised myself that I'll run 7 if they win tomorrow.
All right.
No, it's bad.
You should run 13.
Wow.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm not running the Broad Street run before the show.
The Twitter question of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. How would you grade how Spike Eskin did on the Howie Roseman interview?
I gave you an A.
So 16% of the listeners gave us an A.
Okay.
Look, if I'm paying it positively, if we combine A and B, that's 40% right there.
That is positive. That's what you got to do.
C is 18%.
Okay.
Unfortunately, 42% gave me a D.
Yeah. It's not good.
No. I didn't give F as an option.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Thank you. I thought I did fine, to be quite honest with you. Colin in Limerick, do you think the Eagles roster is better now or the end of last season?
It is tough, but I would say now. Reason being is I think Howie did very good in the draft, and I also look at the signings he did. I mean, but Barkley, first of all, but then to lock up, Dickerson, and then our wide receivers for until 28. I mean, that's what makes a difference to me. I know Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce being gone it's a huge hit. I mean, those guys, particularly Kelce, like there is no replacing him. Hassan Reddick, I was sort of out on him during training camp when he took the bait from that turd Jeff McClain asking him about his contract. Mm-hmm. And then sort of, who was it? Sweat was insinuating that there was someone on the team looking out for his numbers and not doing the whole team thing. So I think for this year and the future that they are in a better position.
I think in the future for sure. I would agree with you on that one. For this year, we'll wait and see. The top three picks all look interesting, especially the top two, but they're all coming from Toledo, Iowa, and Houston Christian. So,
well, first of all, Iowa's in a Power Five conference.
Sure.
It's the Big Ten, arguably the best conference in all of football, defending national champions. Just saying.
It's true.
With Mitchell from Toledo?
Yeah.
I felt the same way because I wanted not Kool-Aid, but the other dude from Alabama.
Tarion Arnold. Tarion.
Yes. But, you know, there's guys that's their job. Like, my job, I am very good at. That's what I do. But, so
how
I
how do we know that?
What's your job?
I sell fence and I'm awesome at it.
Oh,
okay. It is just, I mean, it's selling fence. Doesn't the fence kind of sell itself?
Yeah, that's what Tommy Conwell told me.
I got some Riz, baby. I can sell that stuff.
Why? You're selling fence to ladies on the street? Just charming them? What's your, what's the morning show side question of the day? Favorite rant, fiction or nonfiction? What's your favorite rant?
I greased last Friday, so I absolutely loved it because I was frustrated with the Sixers as well. Him talking about Embiid, and he started to get more pissed and more pissed, and I'm sitting in my car going, yes, let the hate flow through you. The hate makes you stronger, Ike. Yes.
That was not hate.
I loved it. I loved it. Thank you, Ike. And it's nice to talk to you guys again. I've been gone for a bit. It's Spike. I'm happy to meet you. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Colin. Right, it took long enough. It took 2 hours and 15 minutes to get
Ike. I started nominated earlier. Yep. Thought one of you would do it. So you guys aren't team players.
Well, you were yelling at me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you I'm not going to nominate you for that. Kidding me? Kidding me?
That wasn't me mad at Embiid, per se.
You hate the Sixers.
Yeah. Yep.
Hate Maxey. He hates Maxey.
Well, that's the funny thing, right, about the rant. I think it got lost in translation as actually who I was angry at and what I was angry about for some people.
Yeah, you're angry at the fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if people realize that.
No. Well, so you're yelling and screaming in the middle of it. You're like, look, Embiid did as good as he could, and Maxey was great. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is he?
Yeah, it wasn't about Embiid and Maxey.
This rant is a trick. He's just yelling at all of us.
Yes.
Mad Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, everybody. It's been a while. How are we doing today?
What's up, man?
Well, well, well.
It has been a while. I've just been, you know, enjoying the Sixers do Sixers things. And I actually wanted to call in about that nerd, Howie Roseman, dropping an F-bomb during the draft to try and prove he's a tough football guy. Like, what a nerd. Like,
when did he drop an F-bomb? I didn't hear an F-bomb get dropped.
There was multiple F-bombs. There was multiple.
And he when he called Cooper DeJean, you're an effing Eagle. great. Thanks, Howie. You're a real tough guy. We all believe it now. There's no
they
way
did call him Big Pimpin', though, Mad Mike. They called him Big Pimpin'.
No, he did. Oh, my goodness. And the third-round pick, what a joke. What an absolute joke. This team is worse off than it was before. And, you know, just and that guy from the podcast was definitely talking about Howie Roseman.
Oh, no. Kenny Gainwell. Yeah. God, yeah. Howie Roseman.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always Howie's fault. So somehow Kenny Duff is what he's talking
you
about.
You got to admit he had a pretty good draft, Mike. Come on.
No, I don't think so. You got a guy from Toledo. You got a loser from the third round. And you got a white defensive back. Congratulations. That all sounds like aces to me.
Well, listen, first of all, don't hate just because you can't see the vision like we can see the vision.
Well,
Cooper DeJean is going to be a lockdown corner out there.
And so have you. and just so we're aware, I've been right all along about that fraud Embiid, and now he's going to go play in the Olympics and try and get a gold medal. I'm rooting against the United States in this Olympics.
Why?
Because I don't want anything for Embiid. I don't want him to win anything. So I hope the USA loses like they did all those years ago.
You're going to get yourself on a watch list, buddy. You're going to get yourself on an FBI watch list cheering
against
them. Whatever.
I'm probably there already.
The old US of A.
And so, and my favorite rant is from the movie The 25th Hour when Edward Norton is yelling at all the different groups in the New York. I don't know if you remember that movie, but
great
he just
movie.
Has a freak out about like everybody in New York.
Who's the other guy in there? Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
May he rest in peace.
Right, Mad Mike? I think he's in there, right? Yep, he's
correct,
in there.
Yep.
Rosario Dawson. Yep. Good movie. Yes, sir.
But,
good movie.
But that rant where he's in the bar bathroom freaking out about every group you come across in New York was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate the call, Mike.
All right, have a great day.
So I've heard a lot about Mad Mike, but I never – that's my
that's
first –
your first time speaking to Mad Mike?
Mad Mike call. Wow.
Would you say it was inspiring?
It was fine. Now, hoping the United States doesn't win the Olympic gold is a little –
Oh, believe me, he wants somebody that wants nothing but misery. That's him. Yeah, he wants nothing but losing for all of us.
You gotta love America.
Well, I love America, but I kind of agree with him.
Oh my God,
it would annoy me. I'm just letting you know, it would annoy me as a Sixers fan to see him go win Olympic gold, probably be very happy, and then come back here and lose in the second round again.
Yeah, but when players
it would be annoyed. You wouldn't be annoyed.
No,
why?
When players go win Olympic gold and play with other winners, it helps them become winners.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Melo didn't win squat, and he's like the greatest Olympic player of all time.
Andre
Iguodala is going to be Melo.
We're right on the trend. I mean,
nah.
Yeah. He's better than Melo. But
I mean, Melo did kind of take the whole Olympic experience, too. Like, he made it a career.
Yeah, for sure.
Olympic Melo? He couldn't win anywhere else. He couldn't win anywhere else.
Yeah, but he's one guy.
Yeah, but you're bringing up Iguodala. Well, who cares?
Yeah, who cares about
Iguodala? He's a finals MVP. I'd take
so
a finals
what?
MVP.
Yeah, he's like the sixth best player on that Warriors team. Like,
if that.
And Embiid has to be the best player. It's going to bother me when they win gold, and it's going to be celebrated.
You are a disgrace.
They win gold.
They're going to win gold. If they don't, I mean.
Well, they got a bunch of old guys on the team.
Could be the 04 Olympic team all over again.
Anthony Edwards is not on the team, right?
I don't know.
I don't think it's LeBron and them, right? It's LeBron, mm-hmm. KD, yep. Steph. It's all the old heads. They even put Kawhi Leonard's on the team? Seriously?
For now. If he plays.
I mean,
they got to let Maxi on. We're get Maxi on the Olympic team.
Yeah, Maxi. He's a young guy, but he hasn't done it
enough. I just can't get over. You can't root against America in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
Commie Jack over there. That's
also, although I'll be, I'll listen.
And now we're so proud of the gold medals, and they're like -2,000 favorites.
I'm locked in on the women's 4x4 relay and the women's 100. Sha'Carri Richardson and the women's relay team. Whew, that's who's bringing gold home for us.
Okay.
No. What the Jamaicans have won.
I hope we win. We had American person win the Broad Street run for the first time in 30 years.
Yes.
Cherry Hill, I think.
Yeah, it was. My neck of wood.
Speaking of Embiid and the Sixers, Daryl Morey said something during his press availability yesterday that will surely drive Ike insane, drive Jack insane, and that, shocker, I'll agree with. We will play that for you next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.